Hi and welcome to a new week of MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And a quick look at the ups and downs of last week's farming shows that it's a down with the numbers of farmers facing penalties as a result of electronic ID issues with their sheep. There are 20,000 farmers who have to pass the cross-compliance issues relating to EID in order to get their single farm payment. And you can count the number who face those deductions on less than two hands. Rural Affairs Secretary Richard Lockhead gives a thumbs up to all those who helped him fight for realistic read rate figures and stress that 100% ID was never achievable. And while we're on the subject of single farm payments, some parts of the press incorrectly reported over the weekend that the SFP comes from the Scottish Government, whereas in fact the money paid to farmers is from European funds and only administered by the Scottish Government. Turning back to the beef sector, and it's an up with the number of beef cows being culled over this past 3 months. There's a 20% increase on normal, and that can only mean one thing. Less calves born next spring. The statistic which is causing real panic amongst meat wholesalers is breeding numbers in the UK as a whole. They're down by 100,000 cattle year on year. Now, there's also been a strong demand for Holstein black and white bull calves, which have suddenly become worth up to £70 a head south of the border. And it all goes to show how short of beef the UK is, when calves which were worthless not so long ago are in such demand. Staying with livestock, and at Dingwall, all types of lambs were expensive on Thursday, with £80 a head being topped several times during the day. That was reflected at Thanestone as well, where close on 1,000 lambs were sold at over 10 pence a kilo, up to average 197 pence. Now, turning to wheat, and in fact all the cereals, they ended the week stronger, with 145 the mark for January futures on wheat, and it now seems as though there's continuity in the market, with July quoted over £146 and post-harvest 2012 close on £140. The consensus among the experts is that the market will continue to strengthen now that some sense of sanity has returned to the Eurozone. Well, at least in the short term. And finally, don't forget that if you want to catch up with any farming programmes again or find ones that you might have missed, just go to our website page, mfr.co.uk/farming, and there's a list of the podcast right there. But that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.